Tickets, please have your tickets ready.
Children under five must wear
safety. Then the children first. Seasickness makes me so nauseous.
Hey everybody, I'm Connor.
I'm Scott.
And we're here to talk to you about dreams today, specifically ours. Hopefully one of these days we can get other people to send in some dreams, but we got to start off with what we know, and that is the, well, maybe
our own proper subconscious. We don't even know that well.
Right, I was going to say what we know, which is our own subconscious.
I think anyone knows it.
Yeah, that's really not what this is about. I think it's about unpacking the things that we experience, but we don't really know what they are, what they mean, as in, dream analysis. We're, of course, both amateurs at this.
That was a very cogent way of putting that, though. I like that. Keep that. So did you keep that dream journal? Did that work out?
So I have, like, one official one done in my dream journal, but I also have a couple on my brain. Like weird ones out of the last couple nights.
Nice. I have one on my brain from the last night. So you go first. Tell me about your dream. What was it like? What were you doing?
So the first one in my dream journal was a few nights ago. I should write the dates on here. I didn't do that. But, because I mean, maybe that has something to do with it. We can connect the dates with things. But this was from a few nights ago. And I was on a boat out at sea. And I think it was some kind of a research vessel of some sorts. And I saw the boat in this weird, like, third-person view, kind of like a video game, like, out at night. And then the waves start getting bigger and bigger. And you can see, like, a real nasty one just, like, getting real big. And, like, it's timing up with the position of our boat. And then, the boat gets rocked. And then all of a sudden, like, the crew and everybody is, like, out there in the water. And then it switches to this, like, mini game style view of, like, the crew swimming around, and around them is, like, a circular, like, stamina meter that goes from, like, green to red. And you have to, like, get all the crew back on the boat before their stamina meter turns to red and they can't tread water anymore. And, like, some
were
people...
Were you like an Eye of God situation and you were plucking them out of the water, or were you lifeguarding?
No, I was like, so I was watching, like, the view was everything from above, but I was controlling myself as, like, a third person, you know, little, I don't know, character, getting people and getting them back on the boat in this segment of the dream. Yeah, and so I get people back in the boat, and then eventually, like, next thing I know, it's daytime, and I guess some of the crew were supposed to be, like, my cousins.
on a boat full of cousins.
Yeah, and, like, you know, it's, like, the next morning, and everyone survived, but, like, the boat looks totally perfect inside, of course, because that's how a dream world works. You know, like, younger cousins, too. It's like, why would they be... But they're not my real cousins, but, like, you know, like, not my actual cousins. Like, they wouldn't be, like, my cousin Kyle and Kiefer. Like, it's just be, like, you know, random
cousin
people.
Skeeter. They're supposed to be... No, he was a real cousin.
Right. Yeah, he's my cuz. And then I talked to one of them, my cousins, about, like, what he's up to, what he's doing. He's working at Nordstrom's in menswear. And, like, I asked him if he's, like, making good money on commission, like, selling suits. And we're just kind of, like, sitting in the inside of the boat having a discussion about his career path selling menswear. And that's about the end of that dream.
Like, you woke up discussing menswear with your cousin.
Yeah, like, that's the last part of it that I really remember.
Huh. That's really peculiar. You know what? I'm going to pull up a quick dream analysis website because in the future I would like for us to find, like, you have access to the New York Public Library.
That I do.
We could get some crazy dream books some simple in analysis. But once again, I want to make it clear, I do not think this is a science at all. I don't think anyone has a fundamental understanding of what, like, you know, Freud had a stab at it and everything's a dick and you always want to fuck your mom or something. So that,
right.
I don't know if that's the way I want us to, I want to do some 70s new age kind of dream interpretation shit.
Right. More of like, Jungian archetypal.
So I'm not seeing anything here about Nordstrom.
Okay. that surprises me. I would have thought that would be like for lack of a better term, a hot topic.
Or boats. Yeah, I just pulled up a Quick Dreamer website. I'm just saying.
What does it mean when you dream about? It seems to be a hot prefix hot in Google. Yeah. Oh, wait, so what does it mean when you dream about shipwreck?
I'm curious what some of the first results were from Google Autofill also.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other thing. All right, shipwreck dream meaning from Dream's Nest. Let's see here. In general, plans are thwarted. Okay.
Let's
find the responsibility of the failure, whether himself or another person.
Oh, wow.
Sense of ruin in general terms warns of failure in life.
That's a little pessimistic.
The dreamer, frustrated by what happened, should continue to fight through to reach its desired goal. Well, yeah, okay. Spiritually speaking, wreck of any kind represents a defeat on a spiritual level.
Oh, no. Were you defeated on a spiritual level recently?
I mean, I didn't exactly pick the easiest career. So in every couple of months when I don't have a next gig lined up, it's kind of like, what the fuck am I doing?
Then the shipwreck.
Maybe that's what it is.
Well, you know, there's something to be said for the fact that you were the eye in the sky trying to help everyone too.
Yes. Like, here's interesting. At the bottom, this gives me a European meaning and a Hindu meaning. And the Europeans see it as announces the failure of a plan, plagued by fear of poverty, sudden bankruptcy. Dude, I'm like super broke, so I imagine that had something to do with it. Like, I've been making it on this week. I've like $25 on my account till my next paycheck. So I have something to do with it. But then the Hindu meaning says, to see, : do not worry, God will help you.
Whoa. That one's like right out of your hands.
Yeah. I mean, that's great. I'll deal with the damn thing.
It seems like just a general kind of like stress dream. This is the same thing that I read when I was looking at the hair falling out one. It's like something's out of your control and you're stressing out.
If we just call something a general stress dream, that's going to be all of my dreams. So let's just be clear about that.
Yeah, let's get some variety. That is a good point. I thought that was interesting that the resolution of it was that just like it was your cousins. Also, I wonder what that means.
Right, but like the stakes when I was playing my God View minigame, it wasn't that I knew that they were my family. I just knew like I had to save people or whatever.
Excuse me, that old lifeguard training kicked in.
Wait till I tell you about one of the other dreams I had a couple nights ago. No, we'll do this. We'll do your turn. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, yeah. I sent you the audio file of mine.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
you listened to it?
All
right.
I did.
So that one stuck with me for a long time.
So why don't you go ahead and give me a rundown?
Okay. So as I remember it, and I listened to that file and I sent it to you and I was like, oh, this is a great idea for a podcast. We can like do some dream analysis. But listening to it, I realized that I'd had that dream maybe 2 weeks ago. And in the space where I talked about it, I got it completely wrong. Like, just not having that fresh, woken up perspective of it, it all came, like, flooding back. I'd warped it by telling it to people so many times, so.
I mean, I think that's a very good point about memory and, like, not writing things down right away, especially in this dream stuffs.
Yeah, but I was like a camp counselor at like some kind of like YMCA style like sleepaway camp, but everyone had cats. Like you that was the gimmick. You brought your cat with you.
You had a familiar.
Yeah, everyone had cat familiars with them at this camp, and it was amazing. I wanted to go, but we were doing like a big campfire cookout kind of thing, and all the other counselors were rounding up their kids and their cats, and you know, and I saw that girl. I was like, get your cat. you know, and she was lying down and she was...
Why were you rounding everybody up? Was it clear?
I think it was time to go to bed, and the sleeping situation was hilarious. It was like every kid got like a vampire closet, like a little coffin. They slept like leaning back, not standing up, but like leaning back. And so...
Okay. Like in the Matrix?
Yeah, but in the dream, I never questioned. Like, it was totally normal. They're like, here's the weird bed. So I was like, totally cool. Absolutely. And normal with me. All right.
Absolutely.
You know? So we're rounding up our campers, and this girl's just lying down. She's got her eyes on the sky. And I was like, no, she's stargazing. No, come on. Let's go grab your cat. And she was like, no, can you see them? And I laid down next to her just to kind of be like, no, it's fine. And yeah, there was. I want to say like space suits. It was like spacemen, but wrong. Like there was an alien wearing some kind of space suit, and it was huge. And it was kind of like sliding open these windows in the sky. There was a couple of them, and they were just looking at us. And I could kind of see them. It was the kind of thing like, you know how if you look at a star directly, can't see it. You right. move your eye a little bit and it comes into Absolutely. Focus. That kept happening. And I kept seeing these figures moving, and it was really unsettling. It was really creepy. I knew something was wrong with it. And so like yanked her off the ground. I was like, we got to go now. And we went running into the, no, wait, I know. I went, I can see them. What are they? And she was like, oh, you don't know? I don't fucking know. And I was like, oh God, no one knows what they are. And so I grabbed her. We ran into the camp area, and then I woke up.
Now I have a few questions for you.
Okay.
One is about the cats.
Yes.
Were these cats just like regular cats, like healthy cats, all kinds of cat? Like what to describe? Specifically, you had a cat?
I was responsible for about like 8 kids and 8 cats, but I didn't have a cat. I didn't. Okay. In the dream.
Some say that cats and dreams are a symbol of your intuition.
Huh.
And the health of the cat indicates whether you're heeding or ignoring your intuition.
Well, I was looking after the cats, just less than my campers.
Now, aliens, a manifestation of an alien may be your way of escaping from reality.
Wow.
Dreams of this nature symbolize your outlandish ideas or wild imagination.
I've definitely been trying to play more Dungeons & Dragons recently to escape the toil and monotony of my job, so that is an accurate one.
Or... to dream that you are being invaded or abducted by aliens indicates your fear of changing surroundings or your fear of losing your home and family.
I just moved to a new apartment, too.
Now, I have one final question.
Mm-hmm.
When you woke up,
mm-hmm.
did your butt hurt?
Well, doesn't it every time you wake up? Isn't that what waking up is? The butt hurt time when you... No, it didn't. I didn't get anal probed.
Okay, I was just making
Maybe
sure.
Next time. Nah. Man.
Then this... maybe it wasn't a dream and we're doing... It belongs in a different podcast.
Maybe I was really actually a counselor for a little bit that day and yeah. just forgot about it.
Well, it's interesting how this is, you know, some of those things line
I'm
up.
I'm digging it. You want to dish on another one of your dreams?
Guy? Yeah, this one's pretty short. And I think I had this one sometime after in the same night as the boat dream. I tend to snooze a lot. And when I go back to sleep to snooze, I will usually have another dream, usually not connected. Sometimes for better, sometimes for worse. So in this one, I guess I went back to sleep and I dreamt I was in this like a mess hall of some kind for like a camp or whatever. And, I had to explain to the chef that the oatmeal that he made is just not very good. like, it didn't have very much flavor. And that he should add peanut butter to the oatmeal to help, like, kick it up and give it some, like, saltiness and, like, sporadic, like, creamy, nutty texture.
I'm down with that. That sounds, yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
That was it? That was you telling the chef that?
That's what I remember of that dream, is that I told the chef that his oatmeal... was no good, and that he should put some peanut butter in that oatmeal.
What does peanut butter mean in dreams?
Does it mean when you dream about peanut butter? Wow, these are like, people are also wanting to know these things. Ooh, to see or eat peanut butter in your dreams suggests you are having difficulties communicating your thoughts and ideas. It may also indicate a misunderstanding that your words are coming out all wrong. To see or eat peanuts in your dream symbolizes you need to get to the truth or the core of something.
Okay, wow. Now they're just fucking with us. Now they're just.
I don't know, man.
Peanut butter. See, this is the part that I love, though. Like, of course, it's probably true. Like, and this is just people who know they have an intuition about peanut butter like no one else, and they just figured it out one day. But there's no way. There's no science that can confirm or deny that peanut butter means that in your dream, you know?
I mean, yeah. I think it's also important to recognize that it's at all a subjective and relative thing culturally and all else.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Every different world. But in this case, I want to say we should always look up peanut butter or foods just to see if there's one specific food or something that's coming up more or something.
Well, I also think I should also see, what does it mean when you dream about oatmeal?
Oatmeal, there we go. That's where I was going.
Oatmeal. I
don't have my coffee yet.
Dream of cooking and serving oatmeal shows that you will soon have control
over
the life and destiny of someone close to you.
Interesting.
Oh, here's another one. To dream you're eating oatmeal is good luck, symbolizing an increase in your finances. Boy, I hope that's true. Which is really interesting. Coming from the idea of the shipwreck, the dream that I had, that was the same night.
Right, that was a counter to it. Right. It was a poverty dream, and then you have the wealth coming dream.
Right, and then like you throw some peanut butter in there, which, what the hell?
What was that again?
Peanut butter was like about misunderstanding. yeah, words are coming out all wrong, so if I add like my words coming out all wrong to my good luck and increase in finances. That's,
yeah, that's a weird picture to paint.
Here's another one. Dreaming of eating a bowl of oatmeal means you're accepting all the good changes in yourself.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Yeah.
You're getting all these nice ones. I got the cats. The cats were pretty good.
Yeah. Cats and intuition.
I had one that I can barely remember. That was, it was one of those things. Actually, I wanted to talk about this too. So I had a dream where when I woke up, I still thought it was real. Like it was such a, just a little simple background thing. So in this dream, I went half seas on a really sweet Winnebago with like some friend of mine. And it wasn't a real friend. I don't think, it was just my generic dream friend, homie that I've known forever or something, you know?
Sure. Sure.
Wasn't anyone specific.
It is.
And, yeah, we found this great deal and I was like, do you want it? I made a important financial decision in my dream. I was like, I really can't afford to pay for half of this Winnebago, but goddamn, it's so cool. I want it. And so we went half season on a Winnebago.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I woke up, I was kind of still in that, like, oh man, I'm going to be paying that off for a while, kind of stress mode, you know? And it took me like an hour later out front sipping my coffee. I'm like, I don't own a Winnebago. I've never owned a Winnebago. I don't even have Dream Friend.
Interesting. Now.
Uh-oh, lost you.
If are you, can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you.
Okay, good. Hey, if you dreamed about an RV, you can accept a complete change of circumstances.
Be confident.
This dream also suggests that you have a flexible personality to successfully adapt to the changes that are coming.
Hmm.
Now, recreational vehicle. Self-confident, high-powered life and lifestyle or character. Or rebellion, to be out of step with society, unconcerned with the mundane. As if, you know, you're going off the beaten path.
Huh. Well, wait, you're going to love this next part. So that was really like the beginning of the dream. Me and Guy got a Winnebago together.
Mm-hmm.
Then his dad stole it. And he comes up to me. He's like, my dad stole our RV, dude. And he was out front or something. And I go and try and confront him. And he just like flips me the bird and starts driving away. And I'm like, dude, we lost our Winnebago. And he's like, listen, I know a secret spell we can cast to try and pickpocket the keys out of his pocket. And I was like, where'd you learn a spell? And he's like, don't worry about it. And he pulls out like a cardboard box. And he's like, I need you to, like, using just your pointer finger, stick your hand in this side of the box. And I'll stick my hand in the other side of the box.
What?
And I was like, okay. And once I did, my mind could see what was in the box. And it was just pitch black everywhere except for my finger and his finger. And the keys in the middle. And he's like, you have to match with me. We have to pick it up together. And so we both were like poking the keys together. and I could feel it coming out of his pocket or something. And we stole the keys back using his spell. And then I woke up.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. And I was like, that was a wacky dream. Good thing I actually have a Winnebago. And I just kept going through my day for a little bit.
Wow. Okay. So, wow, we got a lot to unpack here.
Yeah, I know.
What does it mean when you dream about a stolen car? See, losing your car, discovering your car has been stolen. It's a pretty common dream theme. Let's see. Ah, your car represents your drive and motivation to continue to move forward in some area.
Okay.
So to lose it may mean you're losing your motivation or feeling directionless and just don't know how to proceed. So the RV itself, right, it represents you wanting to sense of gung-ho...
What was it? It was sort of like a general sense of adventure or like...
And rebellion of rebellion. The norm.
Yeah.
And so it's somehow you're losing your motivation. Freedom. Okay.
But
however,
losing my motivation, yeah.
Let's, when someone is, oh gosh, this link is, looking for what happens when people steal in a dream. This website's whack.
Every time I search, it freezes. So I'm going to let you be the Dreamcaster for now. Dreamcast. Dreamcast.
Oh, yeah. So what you need to do is get yourself a second Dreamcast. let's see. Here we go. On performing magic in your dream. It depends on who's performing the magic.
It was me and my friend.
Right.
Together.
So if it's yourself. See, exercising positive magic on others indicates that we want to help people through a difficult time. I don't know if it's really exercising on
that
others.
Counts. We were helping each other through a difficult time.
Performing magic on ourselves signifies transformation and a sign of better things to come.
Mm-mm. Wasn't
if
that.
For using sorcery.
Yes, it was definitely that.
Confidence in our own powers and abilities.
Oh, nice.
Alternatively, it may capture our wish to easily dispose of our current problems without any true effort or heartache.
That sounds exactly like me, like to a T.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. Friends performing dream magic on us implies a good support system from the people around us as well as positive outcomes for our future.
Hmm. Well, this is okay. I'm finally getting a dream that's like a nice little pick-me-up. It was a good one. Good omen all around. Seems like, other than the thievery, good omen all around.
Right. I'm trying to see what it means when you dream that you're being stolen from.
And I pickpocketed for the first time in my life using magic, you know? I got to experience that. It was pretty cool. I was really impressed. I was like, where'd you learn this, dude?
Found this box.
Just found the cool magic box that lets us do the poke magic. Just poke those keys.
See, to dream of being stolen from represents feelings of regret for a bad decision or you've lost out on an opportunity. It also may reflect feelings of being taken advantage of. Feeling someone isn't respecting you properly. Or your property or dignity.
Mm.
Feeling unrecognized or undervalued.
You know, that's kind of been the theme at work recently, but this is not about that. Kudos to you, Dream Analysis website. You nailed that one. I feel like that's a vague enough, well, you know, we're going to say that every time. Good job. That's you know, I have had maybe 2 or 3 dreams at work. It doesn't happen to me that often. And every time I do, well, not every time. The last couple times I did, the layout is off. Like there's an upstairs. There's no upstairs at my work in real life. Or like a downstairs. Or like,
right.
But it's got a similar vibe. And I'm aware that I'm at work in the dream. I'm like, this is my work. I've always worked here. I work at an ale house. So like a bar kind of place. And there's times where I walk in and it's a bookstore. And I'm like, yep, it's always been a bookstore. That's where I work, Angel's Bookstore. And, you know, I remember it was a bookstore once. And they had Pocky. Oh, that was... Okay, so that was an interesting one. I had a dream where I tasted something. And I read that you can't taste in dreams. Like, that's not possible. Well,
I tasted that peanut butter.
Bro. Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. No, well, I was like, I walk into the bookstore that I work at and in the dream, and I go to the front, and they have, like, the little snack aisle area, you know, by the checkout, and they've mm-hmm. got Pocky, which is a Japanese snack treat.
Oh, yeah, I know what Pocky is.
For our listeners, it's a little dipped sort of like breadstick in chocolate.
Yeah, it's kind of like a biscuit stick.
Yeah, like a biscuit maybe? Stick, and they dip it in chocolate anyway. But in my dream, there was a brand of blue Pocky, and I was like, "What flavor is that?" And they're like, "Oh no, it's blue flavored." I was like, "What? I've never seen that before." And they're like, "Yeah, we're the only ones that got it."
Wait, blue flavored?
Blue flavored Pocky.
Okay.
And I was like, sure. "I've never even heard of this. Like, that's amazing. Can I buy one?" And they were like, "Yeah, sure. Use your employee meal on your blue Pocky or whatever." And I was like, "Tight." And I got one, and I ate it, and it tasted amazing. And I, within a few moments of waking up, I could still kind of remember what it tasted like. And I was like, if I were an accomplished chef, I could make blue Pocky right now and be like, I found it in a dream, you know, and email the company and be like, this is your next flavor. It worked real good in my dream.
Now, I don't mean to disappoint you, but I'm trying to find what does it mean when you dream about Pocky and nothing's coming up?
Oh,
yeah.
What about eating blue things?
Japanese snacks.
Japanese snacks. There's a lot of people.
Maybe blue things, color and dreams. Interesting. Okay, let's check it out. Okay, so tell me about these colors, yo. Okay, here we go. Blue. Point to thoughts, ideas, dreams, and the ability to convey them.
That's meta as fuck. Wait, blue mm-hmm. in your dreams means it's about means your dreams.
Yes. So if you dream about blue,
then you're dreaming about dreaming.
Oh god. Yeah, dude, this website's kind of whack. Are you sure that wasn't indigo Pocky?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Very.
Absolutely not. No, it was straight up like a. What's her name? Fucking Violet. No, she was Violet. Violet.
No, she Violet, was blue. You're turning she, Violet. Violet.
She was blue. She was blue at the end. Yeah,
well, Violet turned into a blueberry.
Yeah, right? She was definitely okay. So it was like that color.
So another website says that it can signify a flowing of ideas, thoughts, creativity, calming. Loyalty, honesty, soothing feelings, or relaxation. But also blue can sometimes mean sad and depressed, like you're feeling blue. I'm thinking like, okay, blue Pocky. Like, that's the most creative kind of Pocky that there's ever been.
Yeah, it's the secret hidden Pocky, and my job happened to have it.
Now, I think we need to go the step further, what does it mean to dream about work?
That's a good point. I'm curious on that one. You know.
Now, there's a bunch of different things here. Result of being overworked, anxious about work-related projects and goals.
Well, then why is your subconscious's failsafe to make you go to work again in your dream?
To try to work it out, because you haven't figured it out.
Oh,
got to
confront it. Okay.
Oh, here we go. It may be offering a solution to a work-related problem. So for you, like, maybe you just need to, like, make blue Pocky, and then this ale house is going to go through the roof. And for me, like, maybe I just need to have a mental breakdown at work, and then I won't work there anymore.
There's a solution. Hey man, you can borrow a blue Pocky idea for your work too, if that ends up working out.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
But like at my work, we don't sell Pocky. We don't sell books. We sell beer. So is it telling me to make a blue beer? Is that what it's telling me to do?
Or blue Pocky to sell with the beer. But yeah, maybe blue beer. Like St. Patrick's Day, there's like green beer, right?
So what we do like...
I got it.
Finland Appreciation Day? What?
There's got to be something like beer and blue cheese. Like maybe it's like...
Oh.
Maybe it's like cheese pairings with beer.
Okay. Blue cheese. Well, all beer is good with cheese. That's why all beer is good with pizza.
Do you have that at your work?
We do have blue cheese.
Do you have a cheese plate?
No. We have cheeses, though. It's like bar food. It's like bar food, but a little fancier.
Right. So if you make even bar food, you can get a little cheese plate. So you like order a flight of beer and a flight of cheese.
Oh my God. That's what I would do with my life.
And like, you know, this stout here is going to go really well with this manchego here. This blue cheese is going to go really well with this saison. You've got a lager and a cheddar.
And then for the assholes, you get a
sour beer and a fucking
Pilsner and a Munster.
Yeah, there you go. Just a slice of Munster cheese.
A slice of Munster cheese. Your shitty fucking Pilsner.
Yeah, American cheese and a Bud Light.
I would love to. That's the one I would order the most, actually. Unironically, that's the one I would order the most. I've acquired a fondness for Bud Light and American cheese like this year simultaneously.
Oh God,
they're both amazing.
Just the sound of that gives me a tummy ache. It just sounds like a tummy ache to me.
It does sound like a tummy ache. Cheese products with beer together is never like. Pizza's good.
No, cheese products and beer is a great idea.
Yes, it is.
And I think I think we're getting off of dreams.
Yeah. What is it? This is our cheese and beer podcast, right?
Oh, maybe. Okay, so here's the thing. Have you ever had a... do you know what a cheese dream is?
No.
Now, some people claim that when you eat a lot of cheese...
Oh, yes.
Especially like, you know, blue cheese, something really heavy with the you know, the bacterial strains, that it, like, fucks with your brain and will give you real cray-cray dreams.
That, I have, like, binge-consumed large amounts of cheese before bed many times, many varieties of cheese, and... Uh-huh. The problem is I wasn't doing a dream podcast before that. I'm curious now though. I'm gonna try and force feed myself some cheese and try and get a dream out of it eventually here. But I don't think I can remember ever having one.
Here's an NPR article. Not that this podcast is for me to read the internet to people, but
Oh please, can it be? We're gonna get some books. We're good.
Yeah, this is the internet on tape. But there is yeah, there's like amino acids and shit in cheese and the bacteria that can make your brain have crazy dreams. Cheese dreams.
Cheese dreams. Oh, man. I was really worried for a second that was a euphemism for a wet dream or something.
Oh.
I was like, oh, like you cheese yourself? That's really tasteless, Connor. I'm disappointed in your words there.
No, not what I was going for.
Okay, good. Have you had the ones where your teeth fall out?
Oh, dude. Yes.
Have you had the ones where your hair falls out?
I think I have had it less so than the teeth.
Yeah, the teeth is the most common one I get, I think. But like,
yeah,
I definitely
happens to me.
I have had some where I'm at school and I'm like running my hand through my hair and all my hair just comes up out of my head and it's terrifying and stressful.
Yeah, but it happened to me like in the shower, I think, in my hair dream.
Yeah, I've had the teeth one all the time and it's always. Just like at the worst possible time, and I just kind of like a moment where you get overwhelmed with horror in a public place, in a public situation. And
I mean, I don't think it even matters like where it happens, just the fact that it happens. And sometimes it's like the teeth fall out whole, sometimes they're just like crumbling away.
Yeah, they crumble away. Oh God, oh, it's the God. Worst. That's terrifying. Yeah. Oh my God. Have you ever like chased a dream? So like. I've definitely done this a couple times where like I'm in that like middle period where I'm not quite asleep but I'm like exhausted, like I'm barely conscious, and this was what was happening with the Winnebago. Like I was still kind of sleeping, but I was like, oh man, glad I've got that Winnebago. I gotta clean that baby out, and I'm just kind of like definitely awake, but I can see, or like. I'm still in the dream at the same time, though. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like, you're falling deeper into it.
When you say, like, chasing a dream, I think about, like, waking up from a dream and then trying to fall back asleep into the same dream.
Exactly. That's what happened in the Winnebago one. But I didn't realize it was a dream. It was the weird part.
Mm.
I knew that I dreamed about my Winnebago. I just didn't realize that was falsehood created in my brain from the dream. But I was like, oh yeah, right. I want to go back to that where we used magic to steal it from his dad. And I was like, you know, trying to get back into it, and it was working for a bit.
That sounds like such a good dream.
Yeah, it was amazing.
The magic cardboard box fusion.
His dad was a dickhole for no reason, just like flip me off.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, my best friend, dream friend, ambiguous dream friend, your dad's a dick. And he's like, I know. You've known.
No, let's ET phone home real quick. But that's another pretty strong archetype, is like the dad is the evildoer, right?
Yeah. And the friend is like your friend that's got your back, and it's just like a faceless, nameless friend.
Yeah, it's so bizarre how you have those people in your dreams who, like, you don't know that person from, let's see, all this, I don't know them from Adam, but, you know, they mean something to you in a dream. And then there's also, I've heard people say, like, the people you dream about are, you can only dream about faces you've seen before. Which I don't know if that can be true.
It may have been. See, I can't remember. It's too far gone now. Maybe it was someone I knew. Because a lot of my other dreams that I've recorded right out the gate, mm-hmm. I have names. I have names and faces. Like, I'm certain mm-hmm. that. And I think you were in one of them. Kaio, like, all my homies have definitely been present. Okay, are we going to discuss nightmares, or is that just like too personal, too much? Or...
I think we can. And I definitely have like my, I don't have a lot of nightmares.
Me neither.
Oh, I remembered another dream.
Go. Well, it's on the dome.
This was the other night. And I had this dream where I'm pretty sure I was working on a film, and they like sent me to film this scene on my own. But it's weird, 'cause it like was like I was making a movie, but also like that this was just happening. And like in the scene, I knew that I had to film it. Like, they're sending me, like, oh, go film this scene and come back. I was like, oh, yeah, because that's how that works. and Alyssa, my girlfriend, was there. And what I had to do was I had to kill this guy who was like a nemesis or like this madman. But what I did is I squashed him in a book. But I didn't squash him into a giant book. I squashed him into like a regular size book.
Like, squashed his head in a book?
No, like his whole body was in there, but like, it's not that he was a tiny man or it was a giant book. It just like worked out that I could squash him in this book. So like,
the perfect angle. It's all about your approach.
I guess, right? But then after I squashed him with the book, I shot through the book with a gun. So like, make sure he was extra dead. And it wasn't like if you were to close a book on a pen and it was like, you know, there was any three dimensionality to it. I closed it like he was flat as the piece of paper. Like, it just looked like a regular closed book. And then I just took a gun and shot shots like into the book.
I would watch that movie 100% if that was in the trailer. Guy gets squashed into a book, and you could still hear him like jumping around it, like, and then you like, bah, bah, bah. That'd be brutal.
And, yeah, I took out and just like, you know, finished him off. And then I had to open up the book and see what he looked like.
Oh, was he gross?
Yeah, it was pretty gross. I mean, he was like squished in the book and, you know, had gunshots too. And there was some, you know, but it wasn't like crazy gory. It was just like, it was like a mixture of some blood and like a Roger Rabbit cartoon, you know?
Oh my God, that's amazing. And this is.
But the whole time it was like me needing to get this.
This was an actor. This is actor to actor, right? You didn't actually kill the man.
But like, he also didn't wake up and was like, good scene.
Oh, so, God. Like,
you know, I don't really know how to feel about that. But like, yeah, you know, after that was done, I like looked over and then Alyssa was there. I was like, okay, looks like we got it.
Go home. You just watched me murder a man. You watched me bookmark a dude and then shoot him.
Yeah, I literally bookmarked him.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I actually really, okay, so we're definitely, so you would describe that as more of a nightmare then?
Not really. I mean, there wasn't any real anxiety.
I actually remembered one while you were telling me yours. I had one, it was like, I was in high school, and I think I just got my parents' car, like, use for the first time. Like, I was allowed to drive the car for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, we want you to get your own car. So, like, we're going to get you a good deal on a car. here's your money that you get to buy your car, but pick carefully. And I was like, okay. And I picked up my car, and it was a totally reasonable car in the dream. And then when they pulled up, it was like a monster truck, pickup truck. I was like, what's this? This isn't my car. And they're like, this is what you got, and you can't unget it. And I was like, oh, fuck. And so my parents are like, what did you do? You got a monster truck. And yeah. I got inside of it. It was just, in real life, I'd be psyched. I'd be like, oh my God, this is amazing. But in the dream, it was like, this is going to be so difficult to park. This is going to be such a nuisance to get anywhere in, like, mm-hmm. not to change all my drive. But I looked in the back seat, and they're like, we threw in some teacup goldens. And I'm like, what are teacup gold? So it's a golden retriever, but it can fit in the size of your palm when it's full grown. It's the tiniest little retriever. And I was like, oh my God.
Okay, so I got a couple of things to Google here. To dream of buying or driving a brand new car means happiness is on the rise. I guess especially if there's teacup goldens.
Oh my God, the teacup goldens.
you are getting better at dealing with the new things that life throws at you.
Well, I guess I was in high school at that point, yeah.
Now, were they puppies?
They were full grown. They were just tiny, tiny, tiny.
Tiny dogs.
Tiny full grown dog.
Itty bitty dog.
I have a feeling that Corbin was in that dream. You know, we have a mutual friend, Corbin.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember.
He was there, and I think he was the guy who fucked up my car order, actually.
Oh, you're just like, oh yeah, well, I know that you wanted that Hyundai Sonata, but looks like instead...
Four wheels, right? Same thing.
Let's see. To dream of small dogs indicates that your thoughts and chief pleasures are of a frivolous order.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dude, all of my thoughts are of a frivolous order. I hate to say it. Nothing but frivolity bouncing good. Around up there.
Oh man. getting a dog in your dream could mean that you're lonely and need to find more friends. So you got a bunch of dogs.
I got a bunch of tiny dogs.
More friends.
Dude, if I had one of those, I would keep it in a tiny little fanny pack and just go everywhere with it. Oh my God.
Well, and if you had this dream in high school, maybe it was about the time we met.
Yeah.
And you gained a new friend.
Yeah, I did. I made all sorts of friends.
Hey there.
He just makes all sorts of friends.
Dreaming about golden retrievers. It is well known that goldens are considered one of the most friendliest and loyal dogs. Dreaming of them is a good omen about important friendship.
Oh, I had tiny good omens about important friendships.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a bunch of tiny important friendships that were all blossoming in high school.
Yeah, who were your smallest friends in high school?
Oh, man. In high school? I guess, like... I don't think I had any small friends. I think I spurned the tiny. No, I.
Maybe it means that you'll meet a bunch of small friends soon.
Yeah, little friends. Oh, you know what it was? It was starting lifeguarding and being stuck with all the little kids groups all the time, probably for the first time.
So this has been our podcast about dreams and dream analysis. I'm Connor.
I'm Scott.
And thanks for listening to this. Hopefully we can get some more episodes cranked out and get them up and available. If you enjoy this dream podcast and want to send us some dreams, chances are, if you're listening to this episode, you probably know us and how to get a hold of us.
But otherwise, in the future, like and subscribe for more content. Are we gonna?
And we'll probably figure out a way to get those dreams to us so we can analyze.
Are we gonna say? Are we gonna say "Dream On" or something at the end? Like "Dream On, Dreamers," or
"Keep On, Dream,
Keep the Dream Alive."
Ooh,
ooh.
Yeah, maybe it should be different every time.
That's good.
Or we'll cycle through.
That's good. Keep the dream alive for this one.
Keep the dream alive.